أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق نحن نرزقكم وإياهم ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss a portion of ayah number 152. These three verses, ayah number 152, 153 and 154 of Surah Al-An'am, with regards to it, Ka'b Al-Ahbar, who was a scholar of the Yahud, and then he later accepted Islam. When he studied the Quran, he said that these three verses, the hukam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, has appeared exactly in the Torah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Others have also commented that when we speak of the Ten Commandments that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, it appears in these three verses. Then Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah ta'ala speaks about some verses of the Qur'an that Allah Himself has described as muhkamat. In other words, firmly rooted, firmly established. They are the essence of the Quran Sharif in itself. So he used to say, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, that these are the ayatum muhkamat. In other words, these have been deeply rooted and they are firmly established and they make up the essence of the Quran Sharif. To the extent that other ulama have stated, commenting on the words of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if one scrutinized all the wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam right up to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of it is contained in these three verses, and it was never ever abrogated in the past, and in the Quran Sharif it will never be abrogated till the day of Qiyamah. Then we find Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say to his students that if you want the wasiyat nama, if you want the last testament of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last bequest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so to say that that was stamped with the seal of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then my dear students, read these three verses of Surah Al-An'am and you will understand the wasiyat and what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left behind for this ummah. And then we find Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu said once, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the midst of Sahaba, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sahaba, who is that person that will give his hand into my hand and take bi'at? And this bi'at will be on these three verses of Surah Al-An'am. So the importance of these three verses undoubtedly have been sanctified by Sahaba, they have been sanctioned by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in essence we will find it describes, it discusses all the different aspects of our deen. When we look deeply into these five verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in broadly, Allah has given us five commandments and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us five prohibitions. Five things we should do and five things that we shouldn't be doing. Hence Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say to all of mankind, تَعَالَوْ come. Now this word ta'alu means to come in the Arabic language that we will speak today, but in its original, ta'alu, ta'al actually means that from a lower place, rise to a loftier place. In other words, from your qualities that you have, now inculcate greater qualities so that you will rise and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Then I will recite to you, I will read to you, I will make tilawat to you what your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon you. Although there are prohibitions and there are commandments, but here Allah ta'ala made reference to it being haram, because if you do not fulfill the command, then that is also haram, that you do not fulfill the commandment of Allah ta'ala. First, Allah tushriku bihi shay'a, that you do not ascribe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything as partners, anything, anyone, no matter how insignificant a thing may be, no matter how important a person may be. Even if it is a Nabi of Allah, you cannot ascribe anything or anyone as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over our discussions of the various ayat, we discussed one is shirk i'tiqadi, that we believe that there is a deity, or we believe that there is a thing or a God that is equal to Allah ta'ala. Insofar as our belief is concerned, that also is not permissible. Then even in the zat of Allah ta'ala, in the being of Allah ta'ala, we cannot bring another being, another thing, and equate it and make it equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sifat of Allah ta'ala, there are many of those sifat of Allah that are unique and confined only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is alimul ghaib. There is no one else that has the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no one else that has encompassing knowledge of everything. And hence, to now ascribe partners to Allah ta'ala in such qualities is also a form of shirk. And then we get shirk as far as worship is concerned, that we cannot, like how we worship Allah ta'ala, we cannot bow down to anyone, like how we make tawaf of Baytullah, we cannot make tawaf of anything else but that of Baytullah. So that is as far as our actions are concerned. Then we get shirk jali and we get shirk khafi. Shirk jali is this, that we ascribe partners to Allah ta'ala in the real sense. Khafi is this, that in our actions we do things for anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala save us from that. That we are not motivated by anyone or anything but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our deeds. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to sahaba, that I fear the shirk khafi for you people, that you people will indulge in it, you will do things for people besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first prohibition Allah ta'ala says, Allah tushriku bihi shay'a, that you do not ascribe anything as partners to Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.